Welcome to That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.
That Weekend Feeling, focusing on football this time. And we're speaking to the latest man to hold down the position of head coach at Chipper United, Morgan Mamila. Morgan, this has been one of the hottest jobs in soccer. What made you take it? Good morning.
Morning, man. You know, football, it's passion, dedication. Once you have the two, and knowledge, it's something that you can learn on every day, you know. And coaching, it's one of those jobs, you know, tricky, difficult, but when you've got passion, you'll enjoy it. And I think I'm enjoying it now.
I'm glad to hear that. The thing with football is, if the team does well, everyone praises the players, and if the team play badly, it's usually the coach that gets in trouble.
Yeah, it's always the case. Remember, you need to manage these players so that they can perform well. There are so many things that you need to do. Football is not about fitness, mental strength. You need to build their confidence, teamwork, brotherhood, familyhood. You bring all in one, then you get results.
Now, Morgan, in the course of the last few years, there have been a number of coaches at Chipper United. What made you decide that you could handle this job, and what are the challenges inherent in the position?
Yeah, to be honest, the chairman saw that that I can lead this team, and I accepted the offer that was put on my table, because he's the one who forced me to coach this team, because he said players understand me, they understand my leadership, and obviously he knows the passion that I have when it comes to football. And I took it, but to be honest, I used the positiveness of all the coaches that I've worked with, and, you know, try to model where other coaches were failing, and do it in the right way so that players can enjoy football, they can enjoy brotherhood, they can enjoy more of a family in this team and teamwork.
And how are you feeling about the team at the moment? You're in the top half of the PSL, sixth or seventh last time I looked, but you said you were a little unhappy with the last game where they went down 2-1 to Cape Town.
Yeah, the thing is, we changed how we played because of Cape Town City were a better team on the day, but we should have done better. It's back to drawing board. We go back to our normal football where we are a dominating team, because the previous four matches that we won, we were dominating. So we're going to go back to where we dominate, and the results will come.
And how are plans going for the next game? You're facing Richards Bay?
Yeah, we're playing high, Richards Bay, motivated, energetic. But I think we've got a recipe for to stop them. So our plan is to get the maximum point, and we close inside.
And in terms of the Chipper United side at the moment, where are the areas that you feel you need to focus on at the moment?
To be honest, it's just to improve more of attack and defending, and also taking control of the game. I think that's where we need to improve in all departments. We're doing well, but there is a space for improvement.
And Morgan, if I might ask you, Dane Clate was our previous coach at Chipper, and many fans were a little surprised at the manner of his departure. Is he still with you? Do you and he talk a lot? Do you take tips from him? What's the relationship like?
No, to be honest, I don't know much about what happened, because I just came late. And to be honest, I haven't spoken to him. And I'm just relying on the help from my technical team that is here, and they work with him. Of course, maybe some of the things that I bring on the table, they learn one or two things from him.
Right. Last question for you. We've got a World Cup within the next few weeks, and that is throwing football leagues all over the world into disarray. How are you going to manage your way and the teams through that break?
To be honest, it's more of a break. Players will recover, but they need to do something so that they keep on fit. We're close to 3 weeks, and we'll come back. We'll have 5 weeks to prepare for the match on the 31st of December.
Thank you very much for joining us on That Weekend Feeling today, Morgan. We wish you and Chipper United all the best for the season going forward.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
That was That Weekend Feeling with Darren Mann.